Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. It's our very own online devotion. So this, if you've been missing out on devotion time, it's not an excuse to miss out on your devotion time, but still, this is another opportunity for you to join your online devotion, for you to take the Word of God seriously. The Word, they say, is a light unto our path. So if you've been missing out on the Word of God, I want to encourage you that you should stick close to the Word of God, because that is a map to every direction of life. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to share the Word of God, where we gather as a community just to listen to what God has to tell us. We come here with our burdens. We come here with our weights. We come here with our troubles, our questions, and we leave here with a new word from the Lord. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. I'd like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is Sunday, and I hope you are preparing to go to church. But before you go to church, let's take the Word of God together. Today is the 24th day in the month of November 2024. It's a beautiful Sunday. I will be looking at a topic that says, Prophesy with Wisdom. Prophesy with Wisdom, Part 1. Prophesy with Wisdom, Part 1. Our aim today is taken from Hymn 31, from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 31, yield not to temptation. Yield not to temptation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Romans chapter 4 to chapter 7. Romans from chapter 4 to chapter 7. Our memory verse is taken from Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4, which says, He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 4, He that keepeth his mouth keepeth his life, but he that openeth wide his lips shall have destruction. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Proverbs chapter 17, from verse 27 to 28. Proverbs chapter 17, from verse 27 to 28. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 27 it says, He who has knowledge spares his words, And a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, the gift of prophecy is special. It is a great honor for God to choose someone as a vessel that he can speak to and communicate his mind concerning situations. However, great wisdom must be applied when using the gift of prophecy. First of all, it is not everything that God tells you that you should tell others. There are certain things that God tells you that are for your ears only. If you become too excited, that you start telling them to people that he has not permitted you to share with, you might cause more harm than good. God likes to share secrets with those that are close to him. If he tells you a secret, you should ask him if it is okay to share with anyone. The moment he tells you a secret and you tell someone that he has not permitted you to, he might stop speaking to you. You must note that the gift of prophecy should not be used to show off that you are close to God. Prophecies must be handled with care because some people might not be able to receive, understand, and interpret what God is saying correctly. When God tells you something about a particular fellow, you're not to say that thing in public except he specifically asks you to do so. If the fellow he spoke to you about is a public figure, find a way to send the message to him or her privately about what God told you. When God told Samuel that King Saul had offended him, Samuel did not announce it to the entire kingdom. Our God is not a gossip. If he gives you information about someone, it is not for you to discuss it with the whole world. You must pay particular attention to this, especially when the prophecy is not a pleasant one. Even if such a fellow would have received your prophecy well, hearing it in public might make him or her defensive, and as such, the aim of that prophecy will be defeated. Also, God can change his mind about such fellow if he or she begins to do the right thing, as we see in Isaiah chapter 38 from verse 1 to 5. If instead of telling the fellow privately, you announce the prophecy to the whole world, if God changes his mind, you'll be left to defend what you had prophesied. Beloved, be slow to speak, like we see in James chapter 1 verse 19. Ask God for wisdom on how to handle the things that he reveals to you. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, not everything God tells you is for public consumption. Have you been blessed by today's Open Heaven and you would like to be a blessing to somebody? You know somebody who would benefit so much from this message. I want you to do us a favor by sharing. Remember, like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download, or share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app, available for download on Play Store and Apple Store. you can download it to enjoy the Open Heaven Hour, as well as other amazing shows lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be inspiring, exciting, entertaining, and filled with revelation. Thanks for staying tuned till you hear my voice again. Until we gather for another word from the mind of God, remain blessed. Bye.